Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saints Andrew Dunlop and his companions, martyrs. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching today is entitled Houses of Prayer.
Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death, but they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel reading relates Jesus' experience of entering the temple area and finding it scandalously abused. He tells the people there that his Father's house is to be a house of prayer. But many people, like the money changers, were not thinking about praising God as much as they were about making a profit for themselves. St. Paul tells us that we are temples of the Holy Spirit, dwelling places for God. Have you ever thought of yourself as a house of prayer? Can we think of that sacred inner place where we truly are ourselves? Can we think of ourselves as the sacred place where God dwells and wants to receive our love, our praise, and gratitude? A place where God is always available and eager to hear our prayer and to inspire us so we can grow closer to Him. A place where we can be still within ourselves and know that God is present with us. Where we can tell God our thoughts and wait for some response. There may be times when our house is cluttered and we are concerned about many things that distract us from paying attention to our God within us. We may not have always been faithful to tending that house. We may have sometimes loaded it down with our own selfish desires and pride and neglected to give God the glory and honor and thanks God deserves. What do we do? How do we regain, or how do we deepen that sense of God's presence in our daily life? Well, the people in today's gospel knew what to do. Even though Jesus had upset the whole metabolism of the temple, he returned the next day to teach, to preach his message, to speak his word. And the people came back to listen to him. Luke tells us that the enemies of Jesus wanted to kill him, but they were afraid because the people were hanging on his words. And that is what we must do. Hang on to his words. The word that we read or hear in Scripture, the word that comes to mind when we see others carrying out God's will. The word that we realize in silence when we sit and wait for God to speak in silence. If we want to be a house of prayer where God is welcome at all times, and if we want to give God the praise and loving adoration God deserves, we must remain faithful to listening to Jesus' words. May we hang on to his word. May we feed on his word. May we be a house of prayer. Dear loving God, I welcome you into my inner self and desire to give you the praise and loving adoration you so deserve. Please keep me mindful of your presence, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, help me to be a house of prayer for you. I ask you this in the name of Jesus. Amen.